WFXX. Once again,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
And just like that, it is time for a magnificent Monday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, coming off a pretty spectacular weekend.
Perfect.
Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. Lots to catch up on from the weekend, lots to look ahead to with the week ahead, and lots of other stuff we can get into topic-wise on a Monday morning. Penn State held its football media days. We'll have a little bit of media day, I should say. It wasn't multiple days, Saturday. We will talk a little bit about the upcoming season in our sports segment, which is the second segment of the big show, 9:20-ish or so this morning. Get you caught up on all of the other sports news at that time as well.
Perfect weekend.
It was pretty darn nice.
Folks, again, I know some of you are hot weather people. I'm not, okay? Just not. Saturday morning at my house, 47 degrees. I'm ringing the bell. For August, I'm ringing the bell, all right? This morning, 52. Like, oh, and of course, low humidity. Man, did it feel good. How were the hobby horse races on Friday evening?
Fantastic. Yeah, they... I really think and hope this thing continues to grow at the rate it did from the first year to the second. I think we had, I actually should have asked my wife, I think it was about seven kiddos that signed up last year. And we had, I think it ended up 23 registrants here on Friday night.
Oh, good.
And so I think everybody had a very good time. Seemed like a lot of smiles, a lot of... the one thing, and I think we'll change some things up for next year, you do forget sometimes how important... I think we talked about this a little bit with the... There's just a competitive nature to human beings. And I think there was not maybe enough taken into account on a kiddo walking away empty-handed from Friday nights. Most of the events were timed, and so it's like first, second, third. And so there were a few kids, I don't know, I didn't sit down and count, but there were some kids that were not happy. Now, everybody walked away with something. Now, there were prizes for everybody, okay, so sure. Don't misunderstand. But getting those awards, and I think we just need to be a little creative on, all right, well, best overall effort, best overall costume, performances, sort of thing, so that we just kind of get at least the youngsters in particular covered. But the event itself, first of all, again, could not have had better weather. Very comfortable to sit outside, watch the kiddos and their hobby horses. And the kids are just, they were phenomenal. Enthusiastic, having fun. And we had a wide range of ages there. We did have one adult. And we learned later, well, I learned later, I'm not sure when everybody else knew, but one adult did the first race, and then there's three events, so I called his name for the second event, nowhere to be found, third event. Well, we found out, or I found out later, he lost a fantasy football bet. That's why he was entered in the Hobby Horse Derby. And it was pretty funny watching him run the first event. I thought maybe it was just a dad who was an exceptionally good sport. But no, it was a fantasy football loss. So, but we had a wide range, many teenagers and then some young kids, I think maybe 4 or 5 years old. So I really hope this thing continues to grow. I think word of mouth had a lot to do with it. Obviously, the commercial re-ran had a lot to do with it. But I think as this thing spreads, it is just such a... It's just such a fun event because you can use your imagination. You have some fun. For the kiddos, they enjoyed it. And then afterward, probably for another, 20 minutes or so, they're just out there running around in the field and hanging around. Different adults were purchasing different things or, just talking with one another or the Jan and Marie Foundation staff. So it was nice. Again, there's a little bit of structure to it, but there's also just a lot of, hey, go be a kid. Go have some fun. The decorating of the hobby horses is pretty fun to watch, too. All kinds of different designs and different names. Names are a big part of it. Loved the names of the horses. Some of the contestants, and I wasn't anticipating this, and it was terrific. I'm love that they did it. But I'm going in thinking, all right, well, we have, a kiddo and a horse. Well, some of the kiddos had a different horse for each of the three events. No. So it was okay. Like Buddy was the horse for this event, and Buster was the horse for this event. So that was kind of fun to watch too, and then to help yours truly, the PA announcer, the one had and I forget the names now. I should have written them down, but one horse was used for two of the events and another for the third event. And in parentheses, they had the one that one has a tail and one no tail. So I would look out and, nope, no tail. All right, this is Cake Batter or whatever the horse's name was. And then, tail on this one. This is Sparkle. And so it was a whole lot of fun. Just a really good time. Cool. Raised some money for a very good cause, Jan and Marie Foundation. Again, just doing a lot of much needed work on the mental health front with our youth and really just building connections for young people using artistic expression and those connections to kind of forge some good mental health habits and to raise awareness on the importance of good mental health and what to recognize and how to get folks help if they need it. And events like this make all of that possible. So
very cool.
Kudos to all involved and thank you, dear parents and racers who came out. That was a whole lot of fun to watch. Really, really happy to be involved with that.
Great.
Event.
Just flat out fun.
Yeah,
just
it
fun.
Was. Just get out. Exactly what it should be.
Just get out and have fun.
Yeah, Sunset Slush was there. They did a great job. Just a great event.
See, now you have a new award for next year.
Yeah.
Best use of a fantasy football bet.
Yes, indeed.
It's perfect.
It was funny.
That poor schmuck was there for a reason. You give him an award, all right?
Yeah,
come on.
It was funny.
Anyway. All right. Yeah, weather-wise, wow. I mean, wow. Last week, remember, wow. All right, dry. If somehow you're not paying attention, apparently it's pretty much going to be like this all week. Later next hour, it's Monday, Our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us as we'll talk some weather. I'm going to talk about volcanoes with Joe.
Volcanoes?
They're back in the news again. I don't think that's a fluke. All right. And so it's going to be comfy, nice all week. So if you have outdoor activities, this is your week. Here we go. Okay. Now it's interesting again. On my device, I have several different weather apps. I've got four of them, actually. And, I don't know, last night I'm like, okay, what's it going to be like in a few days? So I popped one up, and according to one, now this, folks, you really, I hate to say this, someone's going to get mad. You can't trust long-term forecasts. You just can't. All right. Cause essentially they're wild guesses. And I'm talking like a week out. All right. They're wild guesses. So I pull up one weather app. And it claims that this weekend, all right, think like Saturday, Sunday, it's supposed to get up into like 90 degrees again. And I'm like, ugh, I'm not a 90-degree fan. Let me check out this other one. So I pop up the next one. The next one for next weekend or this weekend, it says 84. I'm like, oh, well, that's not so bad. So I pop up a third one, and it's different. All right, it's just, folks, you know, these weather services, they put out these long-range, a week or two-week forecasts. Folks, always take them with a grain of salt, all right? And they will morph and change over the coming days. They just will. But right now, for this week, woo-hoo, ring the bell. It's going to be pretty darn nice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I did something yesterday that I've never done.
Oh?
I'm getting... I hear that clock ticking, all right? I'm not a youngster anymore. And one thing that's hit me this year is this realization, hey, Scott, there's all these things you've never done, and you could have done them, and you just never did it. You bypassed it and so on. The clock is starting to tick, buddy. You need to get out more and do some stuff. So yesterday, I was up at the Bellefonte Art Museum. Did you even know, folks, there was an art museum in Bellefonte?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, until recently, I didn't, because I wasn't paying attention. Shame on me. So I went to the Bellefonte Art Museum yesterday, in particular, because they have an exhibition right now of astrophotography. So this is pictures of space. All right, Scott here, I'm a space geek. And so they have a couple of rooms there at the art museum just filled with these really cool pictures of nebula and stars and planets and other things that are just really cool. And a lot of the pictures, or a number of the pictures, were taken by Penn Staters. All right. And so this was from the Penn State Department of Astronomy. Dr. Chris Palma was there. Now, we've had Dr. Palma on our show, although this was over a year ago that we had him on. And so he was there yesterday, like answering people's questions and stuff like that. And so we kind of renewed acquaintances, and I said, hey, I'd love to have you on the show sometime, maybe before the semester starts. Which, by the way, for Penn Staters, that's only 3 weeks off.
Oh, boy. Right.
Hello. Forget football season. That's 3 weeks off, too. The semester.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. The whole reason we're here starts
Craziness.
In about 3 weeks. And Dr. Palma said, sure, let's do something. So hopefully we'll have him on maybe either one day next week or maybe in a couple of weeks, talking spacey stuff that's been in the news lately and all that sort of thing. So that's really, really cool. And actually... Mr. Ironhead, I brought something here for the Mad Turtle.
Oh, yeah?
All right. This is a star wheel where you can keep track of constellations.
Well, how cool is
so
that?
So you kind of put it together. There's instructions at the bottom there. And then depending on the month or the day and the time of day, you point in a certain direction, and then you look up, and you can identify all the different constellations that are up there. So I guess, you know, if you've got some, like a file folder, like thin cardboard, kind of mount that on thin cardboard, although you could probably just use it there on paper, and just kind of position it accordingly, and it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Thank you.
It's like, hey, the Mad Turtle might like that. And then I checked out some other things at the art museum. Up on the third floor, they have a special exhibit about the Underground Railroad. Now, we're going back in history, 150, 160, 170 years ago. The Art Museum, again, is on Allegheny Street, the Lynn House, which apparently, back in the mid-1800s, was a stop on the Underground Railroad. And up at the third floor, they have a hidden, or had a hidden room where people, I guess, would hide out as part of the Underground Railroad so that they could, you know, move along to wherever they were going to end up. I had no idea. I had no idea that was even there. So I went up the third floor. I'm like, wow, I didn't know any of this stuff. So free pitch for the Bellefonte Art Museum. Really, really, and they had some other exhibits there, too. Really cool stuff. The astrophotography exhibit will be there until the end of August. Now, the Art Museum is not open every day, so do a web search for them, get their hours, and make a stop in on them, and maybe make a small donation to the Art Museum in Bellefonte. I thought that was really cool. Again, I've never been there. 40 years. By the way, as of this week, yours truly has been a Center County resident for 40 years.
Ooh.
It's been a fast 40 years.
Uh-huh.
I just realized that yesterday. I'm like, holy mackerel, yeah. 40 years. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there we go. Tomorrow, don't forget, the National Night Out event is tomorrow evening. We are working with our friends from the Spring Township Police Department. They will be, along with a lot of stuff and people, they're going to be at the Giant on the Benner Pike, just off I-99, as if you're heading into Bellefonte, tomorrow from 5 until 7:30 p.m., the weather's going to be, again, perfect for this. They're going to have, you know, lots of police gear, maybe fire gear. I saw something about axe throwing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're going to do... No, the Ironhead and I are not going to be there lining up, okay?
Well,
no, we're not, you're not throwing axes at us.
Folks who would love to have that opportunity.
Well, they're going
to
have axe throwing. Ooh, I saw that. I'm like, whoa, okay. So, Spring Township Police, 98.7 The Fox, Giant on the Benner Pike, and right next door, McDonald's. There's a McDonald's restaurant right there. Kind of all gathering together, rather large parking area. You don't have to just be from Spring Township. Anybody can come. All right. So mark that on the calendar tomorrow, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Giant, Benner Pike. Maybe we will see you there. Looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. All right. Now, maybe you've seen this story over the last couple days. West Nile virus. Ugh. Mosquitoes. Ugh. All right. There are, I guess, call them traps in various places around the area, around the region, where, I don't know, they attract mosquitoes. And then somebody, you know, tests the mosquito for West Nile virus. And unfortunately, it's been found here. All right? If you didn't see these stories recently, I'm taking this from statecollege.com. Recent samples in State College Borough, in College Township. One test positive in Harris Township. Last month, or actually June, a test in Patton Township and in Spring Township. All right? So, obviously, this is not a good thing. Now, for what it's worth, according to the story, there are 67 counties in Pennsylvania. 52 of them have had at least one positive test. So, these mosquitoes, essentially, are everywhere. Now, before you think, oh, my God, I can't go outside. Whoa, slow down. Slow down. Did a little research on this one. All right? Now, I've never had West Nile virus, and I don't want it. Okay? But here's the numbers, according to medical stats. 80% of people, let's say you get bitten by a mosquito, and somehow it transmits this virus. All right? 80% of people, apparently, nothing happens. No symptoms. You're fine. Everything's okay. All right, 80% of people. About 20%, so let's say 1 in 5 of people that get, you know, bit by one of these mosquitoes.
I would say 2 in 10.
Okay, 2 in 10. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
20%. Get some mild symptoms. Now, what would that be? Now, maybe, all right, does this sound familiar? Mild symptoms for West Nile: fever, headache, body aches, some joint pain, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Ugh.
This is, I'm sorry, I was,
these are the mild symptoms
of watching the Pirates. I missed the very beginning of your,
well, if you get bit by a mosquito and watch the Pirates, huh? Yeah, this could happen.
That's true. It just sounds like the symptoms you get while watching the Pittsburgh.
And a rash, you know, if you get some kind of rash. Now, those are mild symptoms. I know they may not sound that mild, but they're mild. Maybe 1%, in other words, 1 out of 100, for whatever reason, that person gets severe symptoms. That would be a high fever, like you're burning up. Stiff neck, says here, confusion, disorientation. In other words, it's starting to affect you upstairs. Seizures, paralysis and coma. Folks, if any of this sounds familiar, get to a doctor. Get to an emergency room. Okay. Now, once again, that's 1% of people. All right.
So I just want to be clear. You're suggesting that if somebody out there this morning is suffering paralysis, you think maybe a trip to the doctor's office is in order?
That would be a gimme. Okay.
If I just not to, I'm guessing most people. Hey, I can't move my arms or legs. I know some of us are a little late in all right, this has been bothering me. Maybe I should call the doctor. I probably waited a little too long. My ear was bothering me. I'm thinking if you can't move your arms and legs, folks are pretty good about, I probably need some medical attention here.
Smart guy. All right. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Just watch out for that, okay? And again, we're talking about a handful of mosquitoes. Watch out for standing water. Although it's been so dry lately, I don't think there's much of any standing water out there. But things like pools and so on, they are magnets for mosquitoes. All right, so just kind of watch out for that. And very quickly, happy birthday, Barack Obama. The former president is 64 today. All right, we'll ring the bell for that.
Barack Hussein Obama, 44th president of the United States.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And happy birthday to the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard began on this day, apparently, in 1790. So do the math. That's 235 years of the Coast Guard. I'm going to assume somebody listening, you're a former Coast Guard person. So this is like a big day for you. So there we go. Happy birthday to the Coast Guard.
Meghan Markle and Barack Obama share a birthday.
Yes, the princess.
Who knows?
Yeah, whatever. She's 40-something or whatever. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to come back.
Before we take the break.
What?
We also need to let you know, so that you can celebrate appropriately.
Oh boy, here we go.
That today, ladies and gentlemen, is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And as the Cookie Monster always reminded us, C is for cookie.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that.
And chocolate chip cookie. CCC. C is for chocolate and for chip, and as the Cookie Monster always told us, for cookie.
Okay, you've been paying attention.
Oh, yes.
That's good. I'm impressed. Okay. All right, now we're going to take a break.
All right.
We got a sports segment again, football media day, lots and lots of coverage, all that sort of stuff. We'll have some open line time later. Oh, plenty to talk about there. And again, later on, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, we'll talk some weather. All here on Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why are you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, Cookie, Cookie, Cookie starts with C.
Oh, yeah.
Great lyric.
Thank you, Cookie Monster. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and we encourage one and all to get out and celebrate this afternoon. Bow for heck's sake. We don't need to wait till the afternoon. Celebrate this morning, I tell you.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Taylor Swift wishes she had lyrics.
All right. Yes, indeed. She dreams of the opportunity to create such lyrics. Penn State Media Day Saturday. The coordinators and head coach James Franklin meeting with the media along with several of the players. Penn State looking forward, I think it is safe to say, to the upcoming season. Expectations, there's a few folks, I've seen a couple of projections that have Penn State finishing in the upper half of the Big Ten Conference in the upcoming season.
The upper half.
So,
Okay, all right.
So, you know, they have some expectations this year. Confirmed over the weekend, wide receiver Caden Saunders, several reports now, he did suffer a season-ending injury. The redshirt junior had been in four games last year. Was hoping to make an impact in the upcoming season, but again, has been sidelined. And so Penn State will be counting on these three transfers to make some significant contributions in the upcoming season. Kyron Hudson, the transfer from USC, Devontae Ross, the transfer from Troy, and of course Trevor Pena, the transfer from Syracuse. Penn State head coach James Franklin asked about the impact of the three and what they're seeing early on. Oh, and it would help if I hit the right. Let's try this again.
There was a button right there. Oops.
It would be this button, not the one next to it, knucklehead.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is they're veterans that have already produced, you know, in college football. You know, Hudson was a captain, you know, at his previous institution, had one of the catches of the year against LSU. Senior, veteran, mature. So that's been valuable for us. Pena, same deal. Pena's a 6-year guy. Same thing, was captain at his last school. Got a lot of maturity, got a lot of experience. I think you guys have heard me talk about this before. I compare college football in some ways now to college basketball, when the one and done started and you could have a veteran, older team to make a run. Cause as we know, experience and talent matters. And then Ross, you know, didn't play, obviously, you know, whether it's, you know, the Big Ten or the ACC, but we were able to watch him against Iowa. I think you guys know how much respect I have for Iowa, that program defensively, special teams wise, and to be able to watch him, you know, make plays against an Iowa defense and an Iowa team in general on special teams, you know, gave us a lot of confidence about bringing that young man in. But
so what I'm hearing is guaranteed undefeated season. National champion.
That's what you heard?
That was my takeaway from James Franklin's assessment of the three transfer receivers. Looking forward to the upcoming season for sure. The Nittany Lions will open up August 30th against Nevada at Beaver Stadium in a 3:30 kickoff. Penn State sophomore-to-be, Nicole Hall, of the women's hockey program, has been selected to participate in Team Sweden's 2026 Olympic training camp, and that is a big deal. That is a great recognition. 16 forwards, 8 defensemen, and 3 goalies invited to the 10-day camp, and again, Nicole Hall, one of those players. State College Spikes got a great start from Carter Holhus. Holhus allowed just one run over 5 innings, but the Spikes lost to the Black Bears in West Virginia 3-2 last night. The Spikes now return home for their longest homestand of the season. 7 straight home games at Medler Field at Lebrano Park starting tonight. It'll be a 6:35 start between the Spikes and those Frederick Keys. Please, let's get it done, State College. Rivalry with Frederick that goes way back between the two towns.
Unlock the keys.
Right-hander Alex Sparks will get the start for State College in tonight's contest. The Pittsburgh Pirates salvaged the final game of a 3-game series against the Colorado Rockies. I think it would be safe to say this was a frustrating series. If you're a Pirates fan, they jumped out to a 9-0 lead in Friday night's game. It was 9-0 going to the bottom of the first, and the Pirates lost a 17-16 contest to the Rockies. And then the Rockies won game two on Saturday, but the beloved Buccos, they're not going to get swept by the worst team possibly in the history of Major League Baseball. No siree. Mitch Keller had a good five innings, and then not such a great sixth, but the Pirates do ultimately prevail 9-5. Three straight homers by Colorado off of Keller in that sixth inning before the Pirates said, you know, maybe...
Maybe he's done.
Maybe Keller has lost it here for the day. Those first five innings were pretty darn good, but this is not going so well. But the Pirates do get the win, and the Buccos, again, salvage the final game of that series with the Rockies. Philadelphia Phillies, meanwhile, a really good 2-0 victory over the Detroit Tigers last night. Very impressive stuff for Philadelphia. Christopher Suarez, again, gets the victory. Joanne Duran had himself a pretty good inning. Through, I think it was three different pitches, over 102 miles an hour. One over 103 miles per hour.
Whoa.
And they were joking around after the game. It's like, I wasn't sure if he called a curveball or just a changeup there. Just so we're clear, you don't throw 103-mile-an-hour curveball or changeup. They were having some fun, but pretty impressive baseball being played by both of those teams, both certainly contending teams to get to the World Series this year. But the Phillies get the victory and wrap up their weekend with that big series against the Tigers. And we head to the stretch run here as we are into August. Still a half-game lead now for Philadelphia in the National League East over the New York Mets. For those keeping track, and honestly, I'm not sure why we would bother to keep track at this point, but the Pirates are 16 games below 500, 19 and a half games behind first-place Milwaukee, in the National League Central, and Pittsburgh has 7.5 games to go to catch the fourth-place Cardinals in the National League Central.
There's your goal.
Right and again, there. They just lost 2 of 3 to the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies are 30-81 on the season.
That's brutal.
That is a .270 winning percentage. That is
bad.
Like astounding.
That's bad.
I mean, the White Sox are pitiful, but like being under 400 is really rare in Major League Baseball, especially at this stage of the season. The Rockies, again, their winning percentage is .270. Ooh, that is rough. And yet the Pirates found a way to lose 2 of 3.
Now,
and after leading 9-0, they blew two different 9-run leads, by the way, in that game on Friday night.
I just checked. Last year, the White Sox won 41 games. Remember, they were really bad.
Historically bad
now,
in and of themselves.
Let's see what these guys do.
Yeah.
Can they win 12 more games?
I don't think they get to play the Pirates often enough to get to 12. I don't think so.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, just brutal stuff. And, of course, this week will be the, in earnest, we'll get underway with the NFL preseason games. The Steelers will open things up on Saturday against the Jaguars. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, preseason football.
Again, just three. They only play three preseason games. Used to be four.
Well, most teams.
Now,
yeah.
You're right. Right.
The Chargers.
Three.
And, yeah.
All right.
But,
so there
yes.
we go. All right.
Chargers and Lions get bonus. Eagles, by the way, open up. That would be your returning Super Bowl champion. Philadelphia Eagles open up against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday. It'll be a 7:30 kickoff.
All right. All right. A couple quick things before we take a break. If I'm correct, today is the first day for high school fall sports practices.
Hey.
Pretty sure that's...
Let's get it done, kiddos.
More than just football, all right? Soccer, volleyball, cross country, some other things like that. Today would be day one because football season starts for high school in just 2.5 weeks.
Yes.
All right. Circle August 22 on your calendar. That's opening night for high school football. And then soccer probably starts not that week. They probably start the following week. Various boys and girls soccer teams and stuff like that. So there's something to look forward to. Yeah, there was, the baseball trading deadline was last Thursday. And so I was thinking, okay, let's see, guys in new uniforms and stuff this weekend. Yes, I saw the Pirates game. I'm like, 9-0. I saw the final score. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's really bad.
Yeah. Truly. Unbelievable.
That's really bad. David Bednar, now the former Pirate. Now he's wearing Yankee pinstripes.
Yep.
He comes out Friday night for his first appearance as a Yankee. And I just caught a clip. The announcers are like, okay, well, this is the Yankees. This is not the Pirates, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First pitch. Boom! Home run!
Bye bye.
I'm thinking, oh, man. And the Yankee fans are like, argh. And they had a bad weekend. All right, Yankees had a bad weekend, so Yankees fans are now all up in arms and so on. I saw this clip. You mentioned Johan Duran is the new relief pitcher for the Phillies.
Yeah.
And this guy, as you mentioned, he can bring it. I mean,
he's got some heat.
He can bring it. And it's interesting. Now, if you either radio, we carry the Pirates, okay, or television.
Well,
normally when you go to
a lot of the time we carry the
okay,
Pirates.
Okay, well, okay. When you go to a pitching change, right, normally on TV, they go to a commercial break. All right, get a chance to play some commercials. That's not what the Phillies TV affiliate did Friday night, all right, because they were waiting for this. And so they had a camera in the bullpen with Duran as he's warming up. And it's obvious, okay, he's coming in the game. You can hear the fans at Citizens Bank Park. They're getting excited. They're starting to yell. Instead of going to a commercial break, the camera person follows Duran out of the bullpen onto the field. They're like literally jogging behind him. The lights are flashing. I mean, this was insane. The lights are flashing inside the stadium. There's a big giant video, I guess call it a video board, I was just there a month ago, along the outfield fence. And it's his last name, Duran, D-U-R-A-M. Flames are flying on. And yep. Here comes this giant spider walking across. I'm watching this on social media, and I'm getting the creeps. This giant spider is walking along the, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Whoa. I said, I need to get more familiar with this guy. He comes in. He throws four pitches, and he gets the save. That's all it was. What'd you say? The other night he threw three? Was that yesterday?
Three over 102 miles.
Oh, okay.
An hour.
All right. Yeah. Well, Friday night he threw four pitches. That's all it took. Boom, 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 boom. Done. So I guess if you're a Phillies fan, you're like over the moon right now. It's like, man, this guy. And the announcers are gushing like, this is fabulous. Oh, my gosh. They threw everything. The flashing lights, the giant spider. I mean, the whole nine yards, the music that played for him and so on. Whoa. It just reminds you remember the movie Major League Remember Major League?
Oh, yeah.
That's the Cleveland Indians kind of spoof movie. Charlie Sheen plays the relief pitcher, Wild Thing.
Yep.
And he figures out, hey, I need a pair of glasses. Okay. And then he gets accurate. And how old is that movie? I got to look that up. I mean, that movie's got a little age on it. Tom Berenger's in the movie. Corbin Burnson's in the movie, and
yeah,
so
it's
on.
It's got to be like 10 years old now.
No, it's older than that. But when Wild Thing comes into the game, the whole stadium just goes into Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. And they're playing the Yankees in the fictitious game. The Yankees are looking around like, what the heck is this? That was Duran in Philadelphia Friday night. Everybody is going like berserk for this guy. Which is cool. I mean, that's really cool. I just saw this. I'm like, what the holy moly?
You're just trying to break my heart. I'm 36 years ago is
how many?
When Major League came out.
How many?
36.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. 36?
Yep.
Not 26.
Not 26.
Oh, my God.
April 7th, 1989
okay,
was the
I am,
release date for Major League.
I am officially old. Okay, holy moly. Before we take a break, to my friend here, all I'm going to say is Micah Parsons. What do you think? Dallas Cowboys?
I think he would look great opposite T.J. Watt. I think that would be a great 1-2 punch for the Steelers. I think the Steelers and Cowboys ought to make that trade happen. No, he'll end up. He'll sign with Dallas. Jerry Jones goes out of his way to exacerbate problems within his own organization. It is a very strange thing to witness. Wonderful. Love seeing it as a Cowboys hater myself, but it is truly baffling why you would intentionally sabotage your own organization. But there's a reason. Since Jimmy Johnson left, the Cowboys have not really been relevant in terms of competing for championships. And again, while I want to see the Pirates sold, I do not. I want to see Jerry Jones hang in there and hang on to those Cowboys as long as he possibly can, because I know they are not going to be contenders so long as he remains the owner. And again, as a Cowboys hater, I love to see it. Also, if you're not aware, Little League World Series getting underway in South Williamsport. Lots of good stuff going on.
All right, let's take our break.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll have some open line time. Oh, some fun political things to talk about.
Oh,
what fun. Hot dogs. Yeah, if you missed that story, we'll do that one. Again, we'll talk weather with Joe Bastardi from weatherbell.com later on next hour. And we'll take your calls, of course. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Your local resident renegades, Jeff and Scott, with you on a Monday morning. Feels like football out there.
Actually, it does.
Telling you.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Phone line is open. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning.
All right, we'll do a short segment here because we're slightly off schedule because we talk too much. But, hey, it's a talk show.
Well,
it's what we do.
Yeah.
It's interesting what makes news.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking about this over the weekend. If somehow, and let's hope this never happens, if AI, all right, artificial intelligence, somehow had control of, I don't know, news coverage. In other words, picking and choosing stories that would go out and all that sort of thing. This story from Friday probably would have been a footnote.
Probably. Is this with the where Sidney Sweeney and that CEO got caught on the Coldplay kiss cam and all heck has broken loose? They were all wearing blue jeans and
no, that's not it.
No, it's a different one.
Although Sidney would have been smart, she just would have turned around and put a big one on the guy.
There you go.
All right, and everybody would have cheered and shown their jeans. Although I've got a jeans gig, we'll save that for a little later on. Okay, remember I've got American Eagle's next great.
That's
promotional
right.
campaign. This is a
hardly
this is a can't miss.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but no, it maybe if you follow news, you almost certainly saw coverage of this probably Friday, maybe Saturday. This story made international news. In other words, there were outlets from beyond the U.S. and beyond here that covered this story. So you probably heard of it. All right, this was Friday morning. Interstate 83, south of Harrisburg, which is a stretch of road I know very, very well. In fact, yeah, I'll be using that stretch of road one day next week. All right. Tractor trailer is driving down the road. Friday morning, something happens to the truck. All right, there's a mechanical problem. And the truck driver hits a car. All right, now the good news is nobody's hurt. Everybody's okay. So he hits a car. Something goes wrong with the truck. And he's, I'm assuming it's a he, all right, is trying to control his truck. And there are those big concrete dividers, which sometimes you see on road, you know, like highways and so on, to divide lanes. And apparently the guy can't help it. He ends up going, like swerving, into the concrete barrier. And he's moving. And so I can imagine like a loud noise. The concrete barrier tears open his trailer. All right, because those trailers, I mean, we're not talking super duper, you know, steel, you know, boxes and so on. They're a little, I want to call them flimsy, but you can tear them open. All right, it's not that hard. And apparently, as this guy is scraping along the concrete barrier, it tears open his trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these hot dogs come falling out. Do you see this story? Thousands of hot dogs end up on the highway. Apparently frozen hot dogs. And they're like everywhere. We see one of these stories every now and then. A truck overturns and spills out, I don't know, honey all over the road. Or this was hot dogs. And I think it was like the local fire chief had a quote that apparently he was surprised at how slippery the hot dogs were. And I'm thinking, has this guy ever been to a backyard grill, or does he own a grill or something? It's like, buddy, come on, really? Now, the difference is there's thousands of them. And so they had to bring in, I don't know, a backhoe or a dump truck or something, and they had to, like, scoop up the hot dogs to get them off the roadway. The roadway was closed for hours, which that's a very busy stretch of road. I know it. And so, I don't know, they had to detour around it. That must have been a mess. This made international news.
I miss it. I'm glad you were able to catch up on the...
Oh, how did you miss this?
Yeah, you had to catch up on the news.
This was a huge story.
Mm-hmm.
I got this I think this was...
I'm sure you're not relishing the opportunity to share it with us.
Okay, we're going down the right highway.
Mm-hmm.
An outlet from, I think, either Britain or Europe. This was how they reported the story, and I'm reading this. It says, it was the worst, W-U-R-S-T.
Uh-huh.
It was the worst Friday commute, F-R-Y. It was the worst Friday commute that motorists in Shrewsbury, which is south of Harrisburg, had to contend with for years. Crews mustered up the courage to begin a morning rush hour cleanup and didn't mince their words.
Yep.
Okay, AI did not write that.
Well,
no.
We don't know that.
No,
for sure.
I'm positive, all right? That's just insane. AI never wrote that headline.
Hmm.
International coverage of a hot dog spill. Go figure, all right? That's weird. It is back to school week. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hold on.
Hold on.
You would have thought those hot dogs would have gotten stuck in the grill of the truck.
Maybe no, they did. I don't know. Well, they would have been in back. Mm-hmm. The cab would have been in the front.
Exactly,
so that,
right.
That wouldn't have worked. So anyway, and they had really had to catch up to clean up the road. So there we go. God, we could keep going. This is hilarious. Back to school week. No, not here. Again, it's interesting how schools are different. If you go, I did a little research. If you go down to Georgia, I think South Carolina, today, literally today, might be the first day of school. If it's not today, it's tomorrow.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Down that way. Now, we've got another, 3 weeks. Parents, kids.
It's coming.
3 weeks for back to school week. And I came across a story here about back-to-school shopping. Now, you've got a little guy, all right? Have you done your back-to-school shopping yet? Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Some of it.
Before school starts.
Yep.
What have you purchased, without getting too specific? What have you bought?
A few supplies. I think he's pretty well set on the clothing front, although I'm sure we'll get something else before we get to the big day. But.
Okay, all right. Well, this is a story from the National Retail Foundation, so they should know, lots of numbers. It says K-12, so elementary to high school spending on average. Now, you're going to spend this much money? According to these people, on average, we'll spend $858.07 for back to school. Now, my kids are not kids anymore. They have their own kids. All right? You're going
to
spend that much money?
Does back to school count, like if you are buying expanders for your kiddo's teeth? Because we're spending way more than that.
Oh, well, this says clothing,
uh-huh.
Shoes,
yeah.
School supplies,
yeah.
And, of course, electronics.
Oh.
Now,
yeah.
that's a relatively new one. We didn't have to worry about that when we were kids. Now, the interesting thing is that's about $16 less than last year. And it's not that prices have gone down. That's not true. Apparently, on average, parents are pulling back their spending a little bit for, I don't know, various reasons. So that number's actually supposed to go down.
Mostly, we just don't love our kids as much as we did a year ago.
Well, no.
I think that's,
that's not it.
That's not the
that's
driving
not
force?
Not
oh,
it.
I thought
no.
they we just loved our kids 2%.
Now, do a comparison here, all right? Retail Foundation breaks this down. The average, $295 on electronics. I don't know, what would that be, a phone? You're not supposed to have a phone
computers.
In school anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Computers. School's supposed to give you a computer. Mm. All right? Come on. $249 for clothing and accessories, like clothing accessories. $169 on average for shoes. Are you going to get the Mad Turtle a new pair of shoes?
He has shoes.
He's got shoes. Okay? And $143 for school supplies. I'm not sure. Pencils? A new book bag? How much is a book bag these days? I have no idea. Like a backpack or something like that. Book bag. Now, there are numbers here for college students. Do you remember buying for college friends? Do you remember doing that? It says here on average, $1,326 for a college kid. And that's down a little bit from last year. That's interesting. Number one on their list, electronics, $309 on average. Dorm or apartment furnishings, $191. That actually sounds low. All right, could be wrong. Clothing and accessories, $166. Personal care items, got to have those, $118 on average. Food, $140. Now, I guess this is food that you show up with at college. In other words, you move in, you bring in some food. Normally, wouldn't you be on the dining plan? You know, especially if you live on campus, you'd be on the dining plan, right? Dining plan is way more than $140. All right. So it's interesting. The numbers, according to these folks, are down compared to last year because allegedly people are hanging a little tighter onto their money. They're worried about tariffs and all this other stuff. So if you haven't done your back-to-school shopping yet for our local parents, it says here a lot of families have been doing their shopping earlier this year compared to last year. So maybe, like you kind of said, you're already done. Okay. Normally, I think most folks would wait till about now. They'd wait till August and then, oh, quick, let's go to the store or stores. Well, maybe they're doing it sooner. Is all this tariff stuff really on people's minds when it comes to back-to-school supplies? Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. All right, well, let's take a break here. We're going to come back. Politics. Yep. Sydney Sweeney. Yep. The next great jeans ad idea.
Oh,
yep.
Boy.
We got all of that for you. Add your calls. All right? Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. All right, let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
WFXX, Huntington.
The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We launch hour number two on the two-hour excursion. And we open up the phone line once again for your use at 814-954-7266. Again, in the final segment of today's big show, we will talk with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, and we will thank him and congratulate him on a job well done over the weekend.
And this week.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
It continues.
I want to wait and see if the results are actually what are promised. But we can thank him for the weekend,
okay,
for sure. All job right. Well done there.
We can do that. All right. All right. Yes, the Blue Jeans. Oh, for goodness sakes. The insanity continues. And it's, I don't understand. All right. And it's willingly being fed not only by, we'll say, nitwits on social media, but by some media outlets. All right. Here's a this is a headline from CNN. Oh, CNN, you used to be good. I don't know what the heck happened to you. This is a headline from CNN from over the weekend. The headline: the entire Sydney Sweeney jeans ad disaster explained. First off, it doesn't need an explanation. B, it's American Eagles, Blue Jeans, all right, did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong. They have an attractive, popular Hollywood youngster or young woman, and they put her in a pair of their jeans. And they're modeling, she's modeling the jeans essentially, and they're trying to sell jeans. That's it. This is not a disaster. American Eagle did nothing wrong. Some, I'm going to use, let me choose my words carefully, idiots out there have blown this into something it isn't. And it's amazing. It continues. All right? This is about genetics. Well, that obviously means Nazis. And people out there, a handful of people have said this with a straight face. All right, I just, Sydney Sweeney, you know her initials, SS. Aha, see? I swear these people are on drugs or something. I don't know, whatever. This is nuts. And then it became whiteness. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. Oh, geez. Seriously, whiteness. And that's interesting now. I used to check the CNN. I've got several apps, again, on my device, and I like to kind of bounce back and forth to see how different outlets are reporting certain things or not reporting certain things. CNN now wants to charge me to read stories on their app. They want me to pay $30 a year so I can read all of the stories on their app. You only get a handful of, quote, free stories now, and apparently I've reached the limit. And so as soon as I punch up a story on the CNN app, whoop, up comes the paywall message. Oh, you can subscribe now. How much? $30? Like, no, I'm not doing that. Okay, sorry. The entire Sydney Sweeney jeans ad disaster explained. It is not a disaster. There is nothing to the story. Now, I think we had this earlier this year. There was some researchers out of, I believe, the UK. I forget the university, that did some research on conspiracy theories. People that really buy into conspiracy theories. Why do they do that? And according to the researchers, it may be tied to just a lack of sleep. These people are not getting enough sleep.
Well, I can relate.
You can relate? Oh, the lack of sleep part?
Uh-huh.
What about the conspiracy theory
part?
Not
so much.
Not so much? Okay, good. I swear, some of these people, they need to, like, turn off the computer, turn off the phone, and just take a couple of days and sleep. You know, just get some sleep, because this is totally insane. I mean, and it continues. Great genes, fascist. I mean, just, come on. Now, Scott to the rescue. All right? American Eagle, if you're listening, and we know you are. Remember, we stream. We go everywhere. Here's your next campaign. Now, I don't know if you can put this together quickly, because I know, you know, to put together a promotion or a campaign, you know, it takes time. You know, you've got to get all your assets together and cameras and microphones and all this stuff. It takes time. This should be the next American Eagle Blue Jeans campaign. Are you ready, Mr. Ironhead? All right. It should star somebody we know very well, Saquon Barkley of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Saquon, now, and I really do hate these terms. I really do. Saquon is a person of color. All right, it's like, okay, white's not a color. Oh, great, wonderful. He's a person of color. So that there's that issue. Again, there are some people with a straight face. Oh, these Americanese, Sidney Sweeney, it's all about whiteness. She's white and she's blonde. Yeah, we know where you're going with this. Utterly stupid. But these people believe this stuff. So we get Saquon of the Philadelphia Eagles. And he's, we'll get him, by the way, American Eagle jeans are not just for girls and women. They're for guys and boys, okay? They sell, they have all different kinds of jeans, okay? So you get Saquon, you sign him up, you get him in some jeans, you know, American Eagle jeans, and maybe he, you know, he's on a football field, maybe he's doing some football moves, so you see how flexible the jeans are. Hey, that's really good. I like that, okay? And then you get Saquon to do his now famous backward jump. Remember that last year? Remember the backward jump. I mean, that is like one of the all-time great NFL football plays. Remember?
It was recognized as the play of the year.
It was the play of the year because it was incredible. All right, he's backwards and he's trying to move forward, but he's doing it backwards and he jumps up in this. Who are they playing? I can't remember who they were playing in the game. Who was the opponent? Do you remember who the opponent was? Shoot, I forgot who the opponent was. He does a backward leap over this tackler who makes him look silly. All right, then he comes down, then he eventually gets tackled. I remember there was a, somebody had a, I guess, it wasn't a camera, I think it was a phone on the Eagles sideline during that play. And for some reason, they're videoing during the play. They're behind the Eagles sideline. When Saquon does that leap, all the guys on the Eagles sideline are like, oh, my God, look at that.
I mean, it was the just, Jaguars.
They're going crazy.
Thank you, dear Google. All the right? Jaguars.
Jaguars, okay. They're going crazy. Remember that? I mean, it was hilarious. It was amazing. Now, I don't know. I got the tagline for this promotion. Now, might not be able to use this tagline because it may be trademarked. It probably is trademarked. But keep in mind, this is American Eagle jeans, Saquon Barkley of the Philadelphia Eagles, and of course the tagline, he does a leap wearing the jeans, leaping over this guy who misses him badly, and the tagline, of course, has got to be, Fly, Eagles, Fly.
Ah, yes.
What do you think?
Not I think bad.
That's a killer promotion right
Not
there.
Not bad.
That's fabulous. Now, we'll take a break in a little bit. I'm guessing Fly Eagles Fly, could that actually be trademarked? That might be trademarked. So, in other words, you'd have to get the Eagles, like the football team, permission to use the tagline. But, hey, free publicity, not just for Saquon. He's fine. He doesn't need it. Free publicity for the Eagles. And, of course, this would be American Eagle jeans. I think, and again, Saquon, he's popular, he's young, he plays football, he's a person of color, he's a guy. I mean, it checks all the boxes. Now, how would the crazies out there, you know who you are, how would the crazies out there twist this one into, what would, fascism? What, Saquon's being fascist because he's wearing jeans? No. Nazis? Oh, come on, really? Seriously? Really? Whiteness? Well, throw that one out. So, in other words, this would be Saquon marketing a pair of blue jeans, which, of course, is exactly what Sidney Sweeney is doing in these commercials. What do you think? Do I have one?
I think that's not bad.
You like it?
I would sign on to that.
Okay. Now, before we take a break, it's interesting. I mean, this story is morphing into different directions, which on the one hand is insane. On the other hand, it's actually strangely fascinating. Here's an op-ed I caught the other day. Actually, at Thursday or Friday of last week, I caught this one. This was an op-ed, all right, not a factual story. Op-ed that I can't even remember the outlet, all right, that somebody wrote. Keep in mind, we've got MAHA now. Make America Healthy Again. Okay, whatever. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., blah, blah, all that stuff. And they want to make changes to the health, you know, to American health, healthcare system. They want to go to more of an emphasis on prevention rather than drugs and, you know, stuff like that. All right, did you notice President Trump the other day, he's coming out, he's demanding that drug makers drastically cut their drug costs by, I don't know, 500% or more, and he's giving them 60 days to do it. Now, this is interesting. I mean, you don't normally see a president demanding from a private industry, you better do this, and then there's an or else kind of hanging there at the end. Okay. I want to see what happens with that story. I'm thinking the drug makers. Now, again, it's true, and this is odd. All right. If you go to Europe, heck, if you go to Canada and you want to buy certain drugs, medications and so on, yes, it is way less expensive in these other places than it is here for the same drug. Why is that? Why are we Americans essentially, in a lot of cases, being gouged for various, you know, various medications and drugs? Meanwhile, if I go over to, I don't know, France or something, I can get it for way, 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 way less. Same drug. Why is that? Now, we should all be concerned about that. Now, does that mean the president can come out and demand? That's a gray area right there. All right, I'll be really curious to see. First off, 2 months would be, so that would be like the start of October. I want to see if these drug companies do anything. I'm not expecting much. All right, I don't expect them to make much of a move. You'll see stories about, well, here's why we charge Americans so much for these medications. Well, it's because of R&D, and we got to make our money back and stuff like that. Okay, I've seen those stories before. Not sure I buy some of them, but okay, let's see what happens. But in recent years, we'll put it this way. Sometime soon, yours truly, hi, I'll be doing my annual checkup. I'll go see my doctor friend. All right? You should all have an annual checkup. You know, physical, you know, that sort of stuff. Frankly, we don't do much during the physical. It's not like he puts me on a treadmill. We don't do any of that stuff, okay? He just kind of checks my heart rate and all that sort of stuff, blood pressure, la, 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 asks me a few questions, how you feeling, I'm okay. Okay, you're good. I'm not sure that's much of a physical, but frankly, I'm not going to complain about it. Frankly, I'm being honest, yours truly, I'm carrying 20 pounds I'd like to lose, maybe 25, all right? And, of course, we have these weight loss drugs now, which I'm told, or we're told, are very popular. I think the statistic is 1 out of every 8 Americans right now is using these drugs. 1 out of 8. Now, that would be over 40 million people. Whoosh. Now, maybe some of you, all right? I think we've had a call in the past from a caller who said, yeah, I'm taking these things, and they're great. I've lost weight, I feel better, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay? These are relatively new. We didn't have these a few years ago. And there are several different varieties, all right, not just one. Weight loss drugs. And so when I see my doctor friend here in a few weeks, I think I'm going to ask him, you know, do you think I should try this? Should I get one of these? I'd really like to lose, I've got about 20 pounds around the middle I'd like to get rid of. Okay? And I'll be curious for his reaction. Like, yeah, maybe think about it, or no, Scott, don't do that. You can do other things. Okay, fine. All right. And now they're a little pricey. Okay. I don't use them, but I've heard from others. Yeah, you're spending some money for this stuff. But here comes Sydney Sweeney in her jeans, and she's gorgeous and attractive, and she looks great in the jeans, and then she's thin and the whole nine yards. In recent years, a buzz term has been body positivity, which, if I give it a simple definition, it's whatever body you've got, you're fine. Body positivity. Okay? And so there are so-called plus-size models now. Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue has plus-size gals, in other words, bigger gals, you know, in bikinis and stuff like that. Okay, fine. I'm wondering if this term body positivity is starting to take a hit through, and this whole Sydney Sweeney jeans thing comes up. Oh, she's so thin. No, I mean, she's not skinny as a rail, but she's thin, and we're trying to. And I started thinking, you know what? I haven't seen a lot of commercials and stuff lately with slender women modeling clothing. Haven't seen that much in recent years. And now all of a sudden, here comes Sydney Sweeney in the blue jeans. Is this starting to make a comeback? And this op-ed piece kind of says maybe the era of so-called body positivity is starting to pass, and it's starting to go back to sort of a more traditional from a number of years ago. We would see fashions out there with thin, either young men, young women, and so on, you know, modeling clothing and stuff like that, okay? And it just got me thinking. Because this op-ed writer was trying to tie the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad to the idea that maybe body positivity is old-fashioned news now. Because if we're going to make America healthy again, I mean, would it be good to lose weight? You know, is that healthy? Of course it is. I mean, it is. It just is. If you lose weight, less stress on your organs, less stress on your heart, that's a good thing. And now we have drugs to help you get there, medications and stuff. Great. Yay, I guess. Wonderful. The idea of body positivity might be slowly moving off the stage. Before we take a break, I don't know, Mr. Ironhead, are they on to something? Maybe this idea, I mean, again, folks, if you can lose weight, do it. That's a good thing. Rather than, well, this is who I am, all right, you know, that sort of stuff. Body positivity. I mean, I'm not trying to be insulting here, but maybe, just maybe. And since we have medications to help you get there, that's something, you know, that maybe more people should do. I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts. What do you think?
I still think the whole criticism, that reading through some of the CNN and ABC and some of these other pieces, I think one of the things that is occurring, and this happens, I think, more often than we maybe care to admit, some sort of examination into it. But we talk every now and then about the difference between, and I really do think that there is a difference between folks that are out there living, quote unquote, in the real world. They're out there and they're in the workplace and they're in different workplaces and they have different life experiences, versus those that have been in education all of their life. They go to school, then they go to school collegiately to go to school, to become a professor or whatever, and they're in that world, the world of academia. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with it. I just think there sometimes is such a remarkable disconnect, and they just don't see the world the way most people see the world. And I'm just reading through some of the comments of some of these academics on the Sydney Sweeney ad, and it's like, oh, my God, they are taking this way, way too seriously. And they are overanalyzing it. It is a hot, popular woman in jeans who is looking really good. That is the purpose of the ad. It's to appeal to men and to appeal to women. Hey, you wear these jeans, you're going to be associated with Sidney Sweeney.
You'll be hot, too.
That is all. The subcontext and the stuff that they want you to believe, and this is where we get into that that ESPN writer who I already forgot his name, but you've got to listen to the experts. And after I listened to the experts, I realized I was horrified by this ad.
Yeah.
Well, no, you weren't. You were told that you should be. And I'm reading through this, and these folks that are in academia, I think they genuinely think that the small number of folks that are on social media, and I get they're a noisy group, and oh, this is outrageous. It is a relative handful of individuals, and I think some of these folks in academia think that this is representative of the country at large, and this is why the country is outraged. The country isn't outraged. I'm telling you, the overwhelming majority of Americans either approve of the ad or don't give a rip. They don't care either way. They're not. They don't see this as any kind of Nazi simpatico. They don't see this as any kind of national affront. They either just okay. That's not my thing. That's my thing. That you got my attention, and they're done with it. But there's a segment, and again, I think it is a, what is funny is this is being represented as similar to the Dylan Mulvaney, and I think we're going to find out with the Bud Light in an entirely different way and on the entire other end of the political spectrum, but like the Dylan Mulvaney thing, like that did clearly damage, almost crush the brand. Like it was a horrendous marketing decision. Now, we'll see. I guess the jury's still out on how this thing is ultimately going to pan out.
Too early.
I think it is going to pan out very well. We'll see. I could be wrong. I think American Eagle is going to come out looking as good as Sidney Sweeney does in the ad. I think this is going to be an overall win for American Eagle. Now, we'll watch. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe America's outrage. It's very anecdotal, but the people I talk to are literally laughing hysterically at the idea that this is a controversy. No way. Hot woman in jeans selling ads for jeans where you'd want women to think they could look hot by wearing them and you want to get men's attention. No way. Yep.
Yeah.
And no way. A buxom blonde? That's what you're gonna, a white box?
Yep.
Yeah. That's been, next. I think the overwhelming majority of us, but man, you read through the analysis, and at the moment as you read through it, maybe they have a point there. And then you pull back for a second, it's like, no point there. This is way, way overanalyzing something that doesn't need overanalyzed. It's insane, these perspectives. That is my perspective.
People,
I could be wrong.
People consumed by politics, folks, don't go down that road.
All right. We've got to get a break in here so we can get Mr. Bastardi on somewhat close to time. We're coming right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt.
The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season. Heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfont Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfont. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfont, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Just about a minute here, and then take another break, and then Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us on the other side. More hot dog news. Did you see the big study over the weekend?
No.
That hot dogs, they say they have, this is a University of Michigan study, they say that they have zeroed in on just how much harm a hot dog can cause.
Oh, boy.
And that eating a hot dog can shorten your life by 36 minutes.
Excuse me?
Joey Chestnut died 2 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone. Oh, and yet he still keeps winning. These things, every now and then you see this with cigarettes. And listen, nobody doubts that hot dogs are not the best health food for you, or that smoking cigarettes are doing wonders for your health. But every time you see this stuff on, well, smoking a cigarette shortens your life by X amount, or now this is hot dogs shorten your life by 36 minutes. Again, ask yourself, I mean, for real, like, the number of people who have eaten a lot of hot dogs and lived very long lives.
That's,
come on.
Yeah, a little crazy.
All right, we're coming right back. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfont Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfont. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfont, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
It's Let's Talk. Pass me another dog there, would you, Geezy? Oh, yes, that's the good stuff. It is a Monday morning edition of the big show. Jeff and Scott with you, and now delighted to be joined by none other than Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Good morning, Mr. Bastardi.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Woo-hoo,
how could weather. You not be doing well with this weather, dude?
Wow.
Tied for first place. Tied for first place, it looks like, for maximum temperatures, the high temperatures, first 3 days of the month appear to be tied for first place, or very close to it, since 1981. Now, how about that?
Wow. That's good.
Well, maybe not. It's more like fourth or I'm just what happens is on Weatherbell we have all the we have this great site. It's called the Prism site, PRISM, and it has all the weather records back to 1981, right? So it's sort of the gold standard of that and of temperatures. So the first 3 days of August, let's call it top five coldest opening 3 days, and the first 3 days of August globally are the coldest since 2015, before the big El Nino went off back then in 2015. So that's interesting. Of course, you know, you got another 28 days, so there's plenty of time to make that up.
Yeah.
And for the United States as a whole, we are going to have a very warm August here, I think, looking at the overall pattern. So, you know, we get the rebound in temperatures, and it looks like it's going to be dry at least for the next several days. We do have interesting things beginning to go on. The tropics are coming to life, and the pattern is very similar now for the next 4 to 6 weeks to 2020 and 2021. And between the 2 years, they produced 7 storms hitting the United States in August. 4 of them were hurricanes. 2 of them were major. And we just saw Dexter develop off the Carolinas. That's moving out. Could get another development down there later in the week near Florida or the Carolinas. You see, these are weak storms right now. But that would pump a lot of moisture into the southeast part of the United States. What I am getting increasingly concerned with is the amount of water that is coming into the southeast part of the United States, and the idea that, you know, we're probably going to get a fairly substantial hurricane or two try to go into the United States as the season wears on. And if you've already got saturated ground, that area could be under the gun, later this month and into early September. The one thing I do think, though, is the hurricane season could shut down early this year. The peak of the season's around September 11th, and we may find that, you know, we get to September 11th, the bulk of the season as far as impact on the U.S. coast is over. And I've been trying to time some things up globally. It's one of the weakest starts to the global tropical cyclone season that we've ever seen. We have less than 50% of the normal. We have the normal amount of named storms, but they're less than 50% of normal intensity. They're all weak. They're very, these little 45-mile-an-hour storms that just go out in the middle of nowhere. Even when we had last week when Gil developed in the Pacific, it became one of these dime-sized major hurricanes. It had 110-mile-an-hour winds at the center, but 100 miles away, there was no wind. It was like,
whoa.
Well, that happens, and then it just collapsed very, very quickly. And this is really a sign and something I've been talking about the distortion of the warming that's taken place. And I'm watching people, and I've been talking about this for 10 to 15 years, and now I'm watching people begin to pick up on it and say, what the heck is going on here? But this has been going on for quite some time. And, you know, if anything, when you look at globally, we're going to think globally here, if there's less intensity in the tropics, I think that's a good thing, right? We don't want our friends in Japan getting just smashed by one typhoon after another. I mean, I have to worry about, we have a wrestler on the team from Japan now. His name's Ono. And now I have to worry about his house getting hit over wherever he is in Japan. So I don't need this stuff. I need to try to focus around here. But anyway, it's fascinating. We just had the earliest snow. Not the earliest, just one of the it doesn't snow much in a place called New South Wales in Australia. And if you go over and look at a map of Australia, you find out why it does. It'd be like snowing at New Orleans, which we saw last year. So there's a lot of interesting things going on with this plummeting of the global temperature. And it directly shows that the spike in the global temperature that had occurred had to be from Tonga and the El Nino that occurred, and with those backing off, the global temperatures falling. Now, the question is, with the ocean so warm, it can only fall so much. I mean, the oceans are still very warm and not nearly as warm as last year. But all this is just feeding in to this pattern. And one of the things I've noticed, guys, over the years, is when the planet is warming, right? People go, I have people on my side of the issue. Global temperature doesn't mean anything. I go, no, yeah, it actually does. When the planet's in a warming trend, what you generally see is models will overpredict cold, right? They'll overpredict the cold that's coming. Since January, what's been going on is the opposite. They can't see the cold when it's coming. 2 weeks out from this nice stretch of cool weather we've just had here, I mean, we've been in the 40s every night here in early August, and this is the warmest time of the season for nighttime lows, you know. So the models had no idea that was coming 2 weeks ago. So it appears for a week, then we'll get back to the warmer temperatures, and we'll have to watch and see if there's an influx of moisture coming from the south later this week and early next week to see if it gets wet. Hey, we missed out the other day. You know, we got the, I guess it was Friday. I was texting Garrett. Garrett lives down east. I said, boy, this would have been a classic State College snowstorm where it snows to the northwest of us. Then you see it snow down in Philadelphia. We have that dang thing here. It didn't rain the other day. Yeah, I don't know if you were listening to some of the forecasts calling for flash flooding and all this other. Yep. It didn't rain or drop. Right, it literally jumped over us, and you know, my lawn starting to get a little tinge of brown in it. How about that? So that dried out a little bit.
I've got plenty of brown in my lawn, Joe. All right, that was Thursday.
Really?
That was Thursday last week.
Yeah, and then of course the refreshing air mass came in, and you know, it's been dominant ever since. We do have wildfires up in Canada, and. Most of them have been caused by human beings. I'm not going to say whether they've been intentional or not, but they need a campaign in Canada where Smokey Bear gets up there and tells them that you can prevent wildfires because you know, Canada's had actually a normal to below normal summer. It hasn't been real hot there. The real warmth of the summer has been in July. It was in the eastern part of the United States, but it wasn't so much with high temperatures. And it was accentuated by the humidity. I wrote an article on CFACT, if you want to take a look at it, about how the MAHA movement could help us out with the climate exaggeration, because I simply pointed out the facts that the average shape of an American today means that they're not able to take the weather that people would find, you know, regular summer weather back in 1960. And you could go read it, folks, and the facts are startling. Even air conditioning. Your body thermally adjusts to an air-conditioned building during the day. You walk outside at the end of the day at the warmest time of the day, and 90 degrees feels like you're walking into a blast oven. But if you were outside all day in 1960, where there was no air conditioning, just fans, it's not that big a deal. So it's a very interesting situation that the healthier the country is, the more you're not going to suffer from such things as climate anxiety and your body's better equipped to handle the heat. Every year, heat, and with the hurricanes getting ready to, you know, we're predicting an active 4 to 6 weeks coming up, and more active than normal coming up. I'm on record as saying there should be three or four impacts and one or two hurricanes, one major, by September 15th, right? Well, that's going to create a lot of hullabaloo if and when they start showing up. And so it's the same missive. We go heat, and the hurricanes come, and we go to hurricane hysteria, and then, you know, the next thing will show up. But nobody wants to talk about the global picture and the weakness, the profound, this is the weakest start we've ever seen to the global tropical cyclone activity. I'm not talking about numbers, because they name everything, right? I'm talking about the average strength per storm as measured by the ACE index is supposed to be near 7 globally, and it's less than 3, and that is very, very significant to see something like that.
Joe, I'm just curious now. Is there a connection? I'm seeing stories about volcanoes again.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Scott. We don't, and it's, as you know, I'm very, very much into all this geothermal stuff, right? But this is what I have been screaming about for years. We don't have the data saturation at the bottom of the ocean near these hydrothermal vents, the mid-ocean spreading zone in the Atlantic, or the so-called ring of fire. We don't know what's going on till after it occurs. See, and that's you've got to have the information first to be able to make a forecast. So all that happens is, the idea behind people who oppose me on this is, well, you don't have the information to prove it. Well, you don't have the information to prove that I don't. All I do is I look at somebody, I go, where the heck did that come from? How did that happen so fast? And so I can't tell you. I was in touch with Dr. Arthur Vitterito, who has really been helping me with this stuff. And he says, you know, the data is not coming in for a couple of months to find out if we're really seeing. But from what I saw, from that sudden warming that occurred off Japan about a month and a half ago, indicated to me that the Pacific Ring was firing up. And sure enough, boom, there it goes, this massive earthquake and volcanoes. But a lot of times it starts occurring underneath first. And the theory behind that is that the Earth's core is rotating, and has been rotating over the last 35 years, putting undue stress on the bottom of the ocean. And when that happens, you start seeing increase in seismic activity. There was a great paper, folks, there was a paper on LinkedIn about the exponential increase in underwater volcanic activity. And I started promoting it like crazy on Twitter, and then 2 weeks later, it disappeared completely. Maybe the guy that wrote it said, well, I'm not going to get any grants, I don't know, but I was like, that paper was really valuable, and it just disappeared. So, you know, I don't think there's any conscious conspiracy going on, but what I do think is the existing paradigms are really tough to challenge in any field. I don't care if it's COVID. I mean, look what's going on with the stuff coming out. And, you know, what's funny about this whole Russian hoax thing, because of people I know, well, yeah, I knew this stuff was going on in 2016. I did. And the thing with Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, we had a great Penn State wrestler that knew about that. And, you know, oh, he's a Russian agent. Yeah, a guy, four generations of ROTC, a 4-0 at Penn State, and the captain of the team is a Russian AI. Okay, yeah. But all I'm saying is those things are very in climate and weather. They're tough to dislodge. And the big shame is the beating, and I really mean this, I think the National Weather Service has taken a beating from this because nobody knows how good they are and the research they do because of climate. So some of their funding to things that I think are essential is being cut, but no one will talk to me about it, so I can't defend them the way I want to defend them.
It's amazing. In the meantime, Joe, we are flat out of time. What should we do with that there weather?
Man, I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any better than this, so enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
We appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, Joe.
Get into it some more next week. Always enjoy the segment. That's Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. He joins us every Monday morning in our final segment. Folks, get out and enjoy that weather today.
Yeah. This is phenomenal.
This is the good stuff, and we will talk to you again tomorrow morning.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.